This is the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 3, How to Batch Your Tasks and Arrange the Days of Your Week for Maximum Productivity.
Aloha and welcome to the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now here's your host, Erica Duran.
Aloha, e komo mai. Hello and welcome, escape artists, to the third episode of the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. I am your host, Erica Duran, coming to you live from the beautiful Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort in Hawaii, a 62-acre oceanfront paradise on the Big Island, playful dolphins included. You know, if you've never been here, it's really hard to visualize just how big this resort is. In fact, they have monorails and small boats to take you from one side of the resort to the other. It's that massive. Yesterday was a great day here on Hawaii Island. My team and I explored the entire resort to scope out places that would be good to film video for the new YouTube channel and other projects. We took a break in the middle of the day to have lunch at the Lagoon Grill, where from your table, there's the perfect view of the Dolphin Lagoon. And I could sit there and watch them for hours playing. If you'd like to book the same luxury Makai experience that I'm having, call 1-800-HILTONS or go to their online reservations at hiltonwaikoloavillage.com and be sure to say you heard about it on the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. I would also like to send a great big mahalo to Alamo Rental Car here in Kona for the yellow convertible surprise when I arrived here. In this episode, I'll share the concept of batching and why it is one of the greatest productivity strategies you'll ever adapt, and why it's important for especially the way we work today, working a lot online and at the computer. I'll give you examples of the different tasks you can batch. You can batch way more than just phone calls and emails. And then I'll share with you exactly how I batch the days of my week for maximum focus and productivity. As in every episode, all the links, resources, transcripts, and information will be on my website at ericaduran.co/3, for this is episode number 3. There is an action sheet there as well that goes along with this episode to help you put what we learned today into action right away. So be sure to go there and download the action sheet. Now, your freedom is waiting. Let's not waste any time. This week is all about batching, so let's dive right into the subject. Then, after the break, I'll share with you exactly how I essentially batch the days of my week for maximum productivity and focus. Batching is the second most important time management productivity technique. Some people call it chunking, but I don't think chunking sounds like something I'd want to do. The first most important productivity practice, of course, is keeping a day planner or using a program like Asana. But batching is so critical when you're trying to save time and get more done, especially when you're an entrepreneur. When I had a 9-to-5 job, I didn't really care how long things took me to get done. As long as I got my deliverables done on time, everything was cool with my boss. I would finish everything I was assigned in the first 2 hours of the workday, and then the rest of the day, I had to kind of sit around and look busy. It used to drive me crazy that I couldn't just go home when my work was done, and that I had to sit there till 5 p.m. And then some days, I had to sit there even later to, quote, look good, because my coworkers were screwing around all day and didn't get their work done, and therefore they had to stay late. Then when I opened my own business, all the deadlines were up to me and everything changed. I needed to get more done and be more in a flow with my work. This concept of batching quickly seeped into my personal life as well. So basically, batching is plowing through a bunch of similar tasks at once. It's looking at all the tasks that you have during a certain week or span of time that are similar in nature and batching them all together. Have you ever noticed that when you get into a groove with a certain task, you become more efficient as you go? Now, you've probably noticed this most with having a list of people that you had a phone call, especially calls you don't want to make. If you stop and start different things, you lose momentum by switching gears all the time. Studies show it takes 5 times longer than it is supposed to finish a task if you are being interrupted and distracted. And it can take you up to 20 minutes for your brain to refocus on a task at hand when you are task switching. So just think about that for a minute. Every time you stop your work to check your Twitter feed or your email for just 1 minute, you could possibly put yourself 20 minutes or more behind in your work. Over a full work day, can you see how this is all adding up and you're wasting time? Batching is also letting tasks that are not urgent build up so that you can take care of them all at once. Things like email, snail mail, voicemail, laundry, cooking preparation, things like that. Batching is also the answer to our distracting but necessary time consumers, those repetitive tasks that interrupt the most important tasks on our list. People do repetitive tasks like checking email often for fear of emergency or FOMO, the fear of missing out. One, there are seldom any real emergencies in your email. Second, all of the urgent communication you do receive, oftentimes it is at a much lower cost to correct it than foregoing the concept of batching. It's less expensive to pay for whatever late fee or emergency that happened than to forego this concept of batching. Batching is also a way to work proactively and not reactive. People do repetitive tasks like checking email over and over for fear of emergencies or FOMO, the fear of missing out. One, these days there are seldom any real emergencies in your email. And second, the urgent communication you do receive, oftentimes it's at a much more minimal cost to correct than foregoing the concept of batching. In the big picture, it may be easier to pay the late fee or apologize rather than forgo the efficiency of batching. Batching is also a way to work proactively and not react to things. You set the blocks of time for certain functions and to-dos that need to get done. Nothing needs to pop up at you to remind you. The requests are on your time that come in and will be batched and responded to when you are ready for them. So here we'll go over some of my favorite things to batch. First off, of course, emails. Email was never meant to be an urgent communication method. In fact, that is why I do like email so much. You can check it at your leisure and respond at the time that's best for you. The first rule of email, though, is to turn off any notification bells or distracting pop-ups on your computer screen. The next step is to set regular times when you will batch all of your replies. You can test with different spans of times in between checking your email and see what's right for you. But by all means, let the emails build up in your inbox and clear them out in one sitting. Another thing you can batch is writing. You are probably writing a lot for your business these days because the internet is so content-oriented. Or you wish you were probably able to write more. With writing articles and blogging, why not batch a few projects together into one writing time when you know you will be the most creative and not forced? There is nothing worse than trying to write something because of a deadline. The next thing I like to batch is social media. Social media is a great way to advertise your business for free or at a very low cost and build relationships and obtain new clients and customers, but it can also be a terrible distraction and a time stealer. It is the first place most entrepreneurs that I know go to distract themselves from doing what's really important work. They do this in the name of promoting their business, but really, they are just wasting their time if they don't have a strategy to post or a system for maintaining their social media. What I usually suggest is using a software like Hootsuite or Buffer to pre-program some or most of your posts. For example, I post about 4 to 6 times a day to each social media platform, but it only takes me one batch of time, which is about 3 hours per month for me for all my posts. Social media experts will say that using a third-party app like Hootsuite or Buffer might lower your rankings and the algorithms of your posts being seen, but I don't know about you, if I couldn't use these tools, I wouldn't post at all, and that would definitely hurt my visibility and rankings. For maintaining social media, just like email, you don't need to jump at every new post from your friends, clients, or family and comment back right away. You can batch your responses to set times every day or each day per week, whatever span of time is right for you, and write everyone back all at once. And please turn off your instant notification when someone posts to your timeline or messages you on social media and all those email notifications that you can get. You don't need an email each time someone follows you. When you log into that social media account, all those notifications will be there for you. Another thing you can batch is the out-of-home or out-of-office appointments. So most of us work from home nowadays, or at least if you're listening to this, you probably work from home or you want to start working from home. And although it saves hundreds of hours per year in getting ready for work and commuting, working from home can make the times you must leave your home and office a real time consumer because you're not used to it anymore. By the time you get dressed and if you wear makeup, put that on and drive and find parking and come home, it often feels like most of the day was taken up just by one little meeting or one lunch appointment. So why not batch all of your appointments and networking into 1 or 2 days a week? You get ready, fully ready and dressed and out into the world 1 or 2 times a week. And the rest of the time you can focus on your important projects and the calls you make from home. Now, I'm warning you that these 2 days might be really long out of the office, but in the end, you'll only have to get ready and be out for 2 days, and the rest of the time you can focus. When I used to network in person a lot more, I would be out of the house from literally 8 a.m. till often 10 p.m. at night, but only 1 or 2 days a month. I didn't constantly drive around town and busy going from meeting to meeting. If I had a meeting scheduled, I would also look at my client and prospect list for anything that could possibly be taken care of when I was out and in networking mode already. Another thing you can batch are all those administrative tasks. Administrative tasks in your business, like invoicing, confirming appointments, and updating your client database, can be done in batches. Let these tasks build up until it's worthy to set some time aside and take care of them. Or better yet, get a virtual assistant or actual assistant to help you with these tasks. Delegating is a whole other topic, but one that should be considered here. You need to focus on being the entrepreneur, not buying stamps or updating your event schedule. Batching is also good for beauty and health appointments and other maintenance type appointments. Why not have your yearly checkup with your doctor and the dental cleaning on the same day? What about batching your hair, nails, and other beauty appointments on one regular day every month? You can also batch appointment making for all these treatments. You can take a day now or at the beginning of the year when you get your new calendar and in one sitting make all the appointments for the year so you're not making 12 separate phone calls per service each month. This strategy works for your car and home maintenance too. And we kind of talked about it before, but another thing would be errands. So before we kind of talked about the networking, leaving the house for networking and appointments, but the errands is a little bit different in that if you're leaving your home office to run errands, try to batch them all into one day because remember, if we're working from home, we're not used to going out into the world every day. You also want to pay attention to the order or route you take to do these errands to minimize your drive time. don't think you're efficient by running out the door every time your dry cleaning is ready. Let it build up until you're out into the world anyway. For most of you, this is common sense, but it's necessary to remind ourselves sometimes. Sometimes we just want to get something checked off our list for the sake of getting one thing done in the day or because it's easier than the big scary project we are facing. But that isn't always the most efficient and best use of your time. Running out the door for an errand just to get that thing off your list to feel better. Sometimes letting things build up is worth it. Just think of it as strategic procrastination. We mentioned this before. The next thing that you can batch is phone calls, and especially those sales calls or follow-up calls that we all find to be a little bit difficult or intimidating at times. I don't know anyone who likes making actual phone calls anymore, and especially those follow-up calls. But in the business world, it's still necessary, especially if you're trying to get your business off the ground in the beginning. Try batching all your calls into one phone session. You can keep a list on your computer or your planner of the person and the phone number and the reason for your call. And when that day comes around that you've assigned to making these phone calls, just grab a cup of coffee and plow through the list, making call after call. You will find that it's not only more efficient, but you will have a better flow to your calls, and more customers and clients are more likely to sign up with you when you have that positive, confident sound. Another thing I batch is my snail mail and bill paying. Who ever said we had to check our snail mailbox every day? For some reason, it is ingrained into us to get and deal with the daily pile of mail. Again, this is mainly because we think there could be an emergency lurking in that mailbox. But really, how often or when has there been a snail mail emergency for you in the last few years? But think about it. If you go to your mailbox every day and sort through all the junk and deal with all the correspondence and bills, that'll probably take you about 10 to 15 minutes per day. But if you batch all the mail collection into one day a week or month, it'll actually take you the same amount of time because you're just sorting the same type of things and evaluating everything. I actually have my snail mail go to a mail center and it is mailed to me once a month. Usually when I get the package, it literally takes me only 15 minutes total to deal with it. I used to get the same amount of mail, but it took me maybe 5 to 15 minutes per day. So I'm basically saving about 9 hours a month by doing it this way. And also, if you're the type that just must check the mail and clear it out every day, this strategy of taking it literally out of your hands for once a month checking might work for you. Next thing that we're going to talk about batching is the prepping and cooking. We have all heard that planning meals ahead can save you hundreds of calories and dollars. But what about all the prep work of washing and chopping? That can be batched as well. So the next time you plan to go grocery shopping, just add an extra hour or so per week to that grocery shopping time to chop and prep all your meals for the week into one session. Then when you find yourselves working late, you can literally throw a meal together. You are the sous chef and prep cook only once a week, and you won't make a detour through that drive-through. When you watch chefs in a restaurant, all the prep is done ahead of time, and when the order is placed, the meal is actually thrown together. An advanced step, of course, would be to hire someone to help you with the shopping and the cooking. But we all have different budgets, and to start out, you might consider just batching these prepping tasks, or even if you enjoy cooking and you don't want to give it up, some of the chopping and prepping can be batched up together. The next thing you can batch is exercise. And some physical trainers might disagree with me, but sometimes I batch the exercise. I mean, I figure it's better than not doing it at all. If I see that I have a really intense work week coming up with a lot of appointments or speaking engagements, I batch my exercise into greater intensity and or longer sessions. So let's say I do greater intensity or longer sessions 4 days a week, rather than doing the normal hour a day for all 7 days a week. You can also batch different techniques. For example, you can do all your cardio on a certain day and all your strength training or yoga on other days. Again, I'm not a personal trainer. I just know what has helped me stay in shape and get my hectic work schedule done too. So what are you going to start batching? I will tell you, once you start thinking this way and seeing just how much time it saves you, you will be hooked. You will start to see things more and more on your list that can be batched or deleted, actually. I'd love to hear what you're going to start batching, or if you're already batching and you can think of a task that I missed, I would love to hear about it in the comments in the show notes for this episode at ericaduran.co/3. Next, I'm going to share exactly how I've used the concept of batching to the extreme and how I batch the days of my week for maximum productivity and focus. There is even a free download that I created to help you do this too, and it's at ericaduran.co/3. But first, let's hear from our very special sponsor who's making this broadcast possible. Hilton Waikoloa Village, a resort like no other, nestled among swaying palms and overlooking the glistening blue Pacific Ocean, lies the award-winning Hilton Waikoloa Village on Hawaii's Big Island. This 62-acre oceanfront paradise blends contemporary facilities with graceful Hawaiian culture and is a romantic destination within itself. Three towers occupy a protected oasis woven around tropical gardens, where 1,240 rooms abound with the subtle elegance of Hawaiian splendor. This amazing property boasts two championship golf courses and a seaside putting course, 8 world-class tennis courts, the luxurious Kohala Spa, 14 international cuisine restaurants, lounges, and bars, world-class shopping, and a museum walkway lined with more than 1,800 authentic treasures. The Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort is also the Big Island home to the friendly and playful dolphins of Dolphin Quest. For more information or to book your stay, visit HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com or call 1-800-HILTONS. And be sure to mention that you heard about this beautiful resort on The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Mahalo. Aloha, escape artists. We are having an exciting contest to launch this podcast. If you want to enter, go ahead and subscribe to Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio in iTunes and then leave us a review. Once a month, a lucky listener will win a Kona bag from that list of reviews. Kona bags are the best mini backpack travel purse, and if you want to learn more or see them for yourself, you can go to my website at ericaduran.co and click the shop tab. So again, to enter the contest to win a Kona bag, all you have to do is subscribe in iTunes and leave us a positive review. Mahalo. Want to partner with me? Would you like to get your business showcased in front of thousands of productive-minded lifestyle entrepreneurs and travelers? Why not become a sponsor of The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio? Go to ericaduran.co/sponsor to see if this partnership is right for you. Mahalo. Okay, we're back. Now, as I promised, I'd like to share how I have arranged the days of my week to maximize what I can batch, get more done, and have more ease and focus in my work. Now, this may seem a little confusing, but please stick with me. It literally has changed the way I work forever and helped me to enjoy my work even more. I've also created a free guide sheet for you to download at ericaduran.co/3 so that you can keep these days of the week straight and start to arrange these days of the week for yourself in this way if you want to. So I have designated and labeled the days of my week in the following way: focus, flex, wild, and core. And don't worry, I'll explain each type of day and what it means and why I designated each day of the week that way to get more freedom and focus. So first, I'll explain each type of day. First, we have the flex days. There are usually 3 flex days per week for most people. At the time of this recording, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are my flex days. As we get further into the topic, you'll see why I've batched them into those 3 days. Flex days are for calls, meetings, to-dos, errands, appointments. The days you might call your running around days or your busy days. If you want to simplify it, think of it this way. It's the days you're dealing with other humans, right? That is where the distractions and the interruptions usually come from anyway. Next, there's the focus day. And there are 2 focus days per week for most people. For me, they are currently Monday and Friday, and I'll tell you why. Monday, everyone is getting back from the weekend and they are busy with their own stuff and they don't really want to have a coaching call or a meeting or anything that day. And then Friday, well, that's pretty obvious. They are pretty much checked out and are already in weekend mode, and it ends up being a really quiet day for me. But if you also look at my strategy here, if I don't have anything scheduled and I'm all caught up on my work, I actually can get a 4-day weekend out of this arrangement. And if you've ever noticed, most networking events are on Tuesdays and Thursdays anyway. You'll want to guard your focus days ruthlessly. Don't let people try to schedule themselves here. Keep your boundaries, or it's just going to be harder to train your clients back to get back on your flex days. Plus, now that you have the strategy, it is easy to herd others into your available slots. The strategy for setting appointments should not be looking at your calendar for open spots. There is much more to it, and if you are an extremely busy person at this point, it may take you a few months to herd everyone off your focus days. But trust me, it's so worth it. Now, you, of course, use your common sense and discernment here. If a big conference comes up that they want you to speak at, or Oprah calls you to be on her show, you can switch or flip your days around for that 1 week. But don't make it a habit, and try to get back to your normal flex and focus days as soon as possible. So what goes on during focus days? Well, focus days are for big projects, planning, organizing, big picture thinking, the tasks that take focus, like writing, things like that. No time-related activities wherever possible on your focus days. Try not to even schedule social events or lunch with friends. You want to leave room for serendipity and inspiration to happen, but you don't want to be focused on the clock or your calendar during these days. You want to greatly limit communication and check email once or twice, and if at all possible, not at all this day. You want to get up in the morning on this day without an alarm if possible. You want to exercise when your energy is right, not because you have a 5:30 yoga class. You will get a lot done on your focus day, but there are no time attachments to it. You work within your energy peaks and lulls and not by the clock. These are the days when you schedule those big projects that get put on the back burner all the time because they may appear a little larger or complex, and you can never quite squeeze them in between the conference call and picking up the kids. You need time and space to focus on these. You cannot squeeze these tasks in between. It is estimated that actually, Americans have over 300 hours of unfinished projects, and a big reason why is because these days we never have a clear day to tackle these big projects. It's always one thing after another. The next type of day is a wild card day, and it's 1 day per week. And this one's easy. There's 2 things that can happen on this wild card day. Either you catch up on work and chores you didn't get done in the week, or if you're all caught up, you take an extra day off. It's usually 1 day a week for most people, and most people pick Saturday. This is the day that you do all those little chores that are not so fun things, so your core day is left completely clear, and we'll talk about that next. You see how this can be motivating to squeeze more into your flex days or focus more on your focus days so you have a good time instead on your wild card days instead of working or catching up on chores. And then finally, we have our core day. You can think of this in terms as your recreation day or a renewal day. Or if you've ever read things from Dr. Stephen Covey, it's kind of like his sharpen the saw concept. This day is for complete renewal, and you focus on the mental, spiritual, social, emotional, or physical activities. No work should be touched this day. No work emails, no reading about how to get more subscribers to your website. You may even want to adopt this day as a screen-free day, where you put your cell phone away and don't turn on your laptop, and maybe even limit the TV to just one family movie night. All those hobbies and spiritual practices, physical activities that take a full day or an afternoon rather than just your normal hour here and there are done on this day. Mentally, you may read a great book that you've been meaning to or start learning that language that's been on your New Year's resolution list for years. Remember, this is not a work-related book. This day is for all those personal goals and hobbies and things that you've been wanting to do, but just didn't know where you would find the time to get to them. For most, the core day is Sunday. After a day completely away from your work, you'll find that on Monday or whatever day is after your core day, you will have so much energy and be super creative. The key to having successful core days is, of course, to plan them ahead. When you get to that actual day, it is usually too late to decide to take the family to a local attraction or event. If you don't plan your core day ahead, you will also find that work and email and chores creep into them. Remember that this is just a guideline of what you can do to batch or arrange the days of the week to suit you and set yourself up to be your best and most productive and focused so you can get to the more enjoyable things without feeling that guilt that you should be working. And I know it may be difficult for some of you to have an entire focus day, 8-hour focus day, especially if you have a job still or you have children that need to be shuttled around. But just try this. Have a focused 4 hours twice a week and see how much you can get done. Now, the key here will be planning a week ahead or even further on what you're going to actually do on your focus days or your focused 4 hours. You don't want to waste the 4 hours of focus with deciding on what you're going to do, so be ready to go. It takes a little getting used to these days, focus, flex, core, and wild. You may have to mark with your pen or block out on your online calendar, notate it somehow, which days are your focus and flex days till you get used to it. When I was getting used to this, I used to put a little F in a circle on my focus days, so I knew it just was a visual reminder not to book people into that day. You might also designate the days after using it for a few months to figure out that you may want to switch your days around. So the days you designate when you're new to this concept might not be logical after you've been trying it for a while. So, for example, my focus days used to be Wednesday and Friday, and I stuck with that for a full year until I switched it to Monday and Friday. So you might find that there's some tweaking that you need to do. Remember to keep all these days straight and map out your own week. To help you with that, I created a guide for you to download to keep all these concepts straight in one sheet. It's at ericaduran.co/3. Well, I hope this served you well, and that's how I arrange the days of my week. I've been doing that about 3 years now, and it's just completely changed everything. So there you have it for this episode of Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. We learned about one of the most effective productivity strategies, batching. I shared examples of all the different types of tasks you could batch, and then I shared exactly how I batch the days of the week for maximum productivity and focus. Again, mahalo nui loa to the Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort for hosting and sponsoring this show. Remember to have the same Makai luxury experience that I am currently enjoying. Ask reservations for the Makai experience at HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com or call 1-800-HILTONS. And please be sure to let them know that you heard about it on the Erica Duran radio show. And mahalo to Alamo Rental Car at Kona for sponsoring the show with transportation. Remember, you can always get all the resources, links, and the action sheet for this show at ericaduran.co under the radio podcast tab. This episode's notes and links are at ericaduran.co/3 for this is episode number 3. Remember, let's make this a two-way conversation, so please comment at the end of each post there. I'd love to connect with you. While you're there, be sure to subscribe to get your free gifts. And go ahead and connect with me on social media so we can continue our conversation. All my social media links are on my website. And if you like this episode, I invite you to share it with your friends, or even better, leave a nice positive review on iTunes. We may read yours on the air. Mahalo a hui ho. Thank you until we meet again. Aloha.
Thank you for listening to The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.